want it, madhouse. Whoa, wake up with us early in the morning. Whoa, turn it up, we got something for the yawning. Whoa, no limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning, madhouse, for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning, madhouse, morning, madhouse. What the f*** wrong with burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa, morning, madhouse, yeah. Morning, madhouse, yeah. Morning, madhouse, morning, madhouse. Whoa, morning, madhouse, yeah. Morning, madhouse, yeah. Morning, madhouse, morning, madhouse. Whoa.
Yes, indeed. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in. Boy, y'all know what it is. It's a Monday. We back on it. I know you're scratching your face. You're trying to get the cold out the eye. You're trying to get your breath together. We're going to get it all together, man. Once you hit the streets this morning, you're going to be hitting the streets at about 42 degrees. It's not going to warm up too much. It's going to be hot today, right about 49. Good news is sunshine is coming out today. We're going to be dealing. We're going to get sunshine most of the week, all the way until Wednesday. Then it's back to the rain, so we'll deal with like 2-3 days of, you know, goodness and sunshine, then it's back to the rain on Wednesday. This rain make you feel like blah 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 blah. Henry Mad out with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica the Garinetto.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. Also, the man out with me this morning, y'all. Say what up, the comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Southside.
Good morning.
Eastside.
Good morning.
Westside.
Good morning.
Man, put a thumb up for the North.
Good morning.
What up,
Bert? What up, Doe?
Great weekend.
What's happening?
Bye, Dallas Cowboys.
Bye, bye.
Ain't no more we them boys. They made noise. They gone. No winning road Monday. None of that.
Bye, bye.
Thank you, San Francisco. I kindly appreciate y'all. And thank you for letting me ride on y'all bandwagon and attend y'all festivities last night at Slingshot, which was off the chain.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, it was very good, and very good to see the Dallas Cowboys gone.
Bang, bang, Cowboys.
Yeah, that was big news. Yeah, in the playoffs. Also in the playoffs, the Bengals, they beat the Buffalo Bills.
Beat the mess out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made them look bad.
So they're in a rematch game in the AFC Championship. And it is it'll be the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs who are going to their fifth straight AFC title game. They'll chop it up. And you know, they played last year and the Bengals beat the Chiefs. And they've beaten the Chiefs like three straight times.
Yeah.
So Bengals say, look, let's get it. But the biggest news about that was that the NFL had already started selling tickets to the AFC Championship game, which would have been in Atlanta, had the Bengals won. Joe Burrow told him in his press conference, get your refund. Get your money back. Get your money back.
Get your money back.
Get your money back. Get your money back.
Anybody playing with y'all?
Yeah, there it is. Also, man, big news breaking this morning. Man, want to send our hearts and our prayers up to singer Sammy. Allegedly, his mom was arrested for murder for shooting into an occupied vehicle in Florida. Yeah, so he actually put out a quote and said, you know, he just requested privacy for everybody involved at this time. And, you know, as police continue to investigate this incident, man, it's just, you know, reading the details is really crazy. And definitely our hearts and our prayers go out to, you know, Sammy's a good guy. And I hate for anybody to be going through that, but definitely for that young man to be going through that. So big, big shout out to our homie Sammy. So that's what's breaking this morning. All right, man. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. It's impossible to succeed in life without overcoming your past. If you need inspiration to overcome life's obstacles, look no further than Christ himself. Society called his birth illegitimate. He was born into a hated minority who experienced brutal opposition every day. The church branded him a heretic. One of his closest friends betrayed him. He was sentenced without a fair trial and died like a common criminal. Yet even through his suffering, his encouragement to you and I was to be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. It's no use crying over spilt milk. Turn your attention to the most important assignment of the day, the choice of your attitude. Stop wasting time and energy on the things you can't change The past is over. Look forward and press on, because God knows the plans that he has for you. And that means that your best is yet to come. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Another Blair in the Morning Madhouse, 42 degrees. Today's high is going to stop at about 49. We're going to be in between 49 and 51 degrees, depending on your neighborhood. Most of the rain out of the forecast, we're going to get a lot of sunshine today and tomorrow. Rain returns on Wednesday. Y'all know what time it is, 6 o'clock, and it's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who... Let's talk about who.
All right, Madhouse Nation, your Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, who is the worst TV parent ever, in your opinion?
Worst TV parent, in my opinion, I'm going with Al Bundy from Married with Children. I don't ever remember him doing that with his kids. I know he owned a shoe store, or actually worked in the shoe store. He never hung around with his wife. He hated his wife, Peggy. I'm gonna go with Al Bundy.
I'm gonna go the new version of Dynasty. The parents on that, the Carringtons, Alexis Carrington and the father, boy, they are horrible. But definitely Alexis. I'm going with her.
Worst TV parent ever. Carl and Harriet Winslow. Cause they let Judy walk up them damn steps and you ain't see her no more.
Who?
Judy.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's the writers. I wouldn't exactly put that on the parents. That's more the writers.
She was a daughter on the TV show. You ain't see her no more. What happened to her? What happened, Carl and Harriet? That's what
we
know
what happened to her. We know what happened to her.
But I saw where they said Moesha daddy was the worst.
Yeah, that's what we got. You know, Moesha daddy. What did he do?
Yeah, I don't see it. Yeah. Why they say he's the worst daddy on TV?
Well,
daddy?
You know, now the conversation is around Big Meech and Terry's daddy. They say he is the worst TV daddy ever.
I don't think so. I just think he was trying to take care of them. But I don't know. Just me. I think he was just, you know, Meech run the house more than anybody else. Meech run the house. All right, man. How do we get in on this one?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
Did you make it out to the movies this weekend? Well, a lot of people did, because Avatar: The Way of the Water continued to dominate the box office. The sequel took the number one spot for the sixth consecutive week, earning another $20 million, bringing its global box office total to the $2 billion mark. Congratulations to them. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish took the second place with $11.5 million, followed by Megan with $9.8 million. I still need to get to the theaters to see that. If you want to find out what's at fourth and fifth place, head on over to our website, power98fm.com. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
I mean, all the kids said Megan was good. I haven't seen Megan, but they said it was good. They said it was, you know, a good type of scary movie, I guess.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, what I said. Yeah, I didn't see Avatar.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You saw it?
Yes.
I remember Burp said it was good, and also Q1. I asked Q1 about it. What? Huh?
I said, I didn't say it was good. You talking about Megan? You never said it was good.
Then what is it? If it's not...
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Is it like checking
funny?
Well,
if it's hilarious, then it would be good.
Oh, no, there's plenty of good bad movies that are funny.
So it's a bad movie?
It's not a scary movie. Like, if you go into it thinking that it's a scary movie, it's not.
Okay.
When I tell you that thing, it's going to have you... Jessica?
I
was in the theater hollering.
Well, that sounds like a good movie to me.
So, is it like Chucky, though?
Chucky was...
He was funny to me.
Chucky was scary.
I was never scared of Chucky.
At the time, like...
When Chucky came out,
I was 5 years old.
Yeah, well.
So that's
and
what
you
scared
were
me.
Scared of
that's
Chucky?
I was terrified of Chucky.
Really?
I was never scared of Chucky.
Megan is a whole, let me tell you, she a whole vibe. You gonna love it.
That's what Q1 said. Q1 was like, no, Miss Jessica, you're definitely gonna love it. I am excited.
Does she talk?
She dances. Listen. She clapbacks. All that stuff.
And I'm gonna tell you about the dancing. It damn near won a dancing scene. It was almost like a striptease. I said, get Megan off this chair.
I cannot complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Y'all know what it is. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 49. And of course, right about now, leaving out the house, it is about 42 degrees inside Charlotte, America. Beautiful day today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday, the rain returns. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's Monday. You got to get your week started. Pastor Real has come to flip the script.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation.
Flip the script. Hold up, it's time to flip the script. We never going to fail. We know Pastor Real, we never going to hell. Make sure you drop a couple dollars down in the plate. Catch the Holy Ghost, it's Pastor Real on Power 98.
Good morning, Larry and Jessica.
Good morning.
Today, the scripture will be flipped by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because it keeps it
100. And the scripture that we are talking about today is coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 16.
All right.
It reads as follows. When you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, we ain't got time.
I got it, Pastor.
It reads as follows. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day.
Oh, okay.
You know what that in essence is saying? Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, Larry or Jessica, only God can judge you.
Tupac said that.
Come on, Pat.
I can't.
He did. No matter what you are eating. Oh! Don't let nobody judge your plate. That's what it's saying, Larry. You looking in my plate. Don't worry about my plate. Eat off yours. And it was a very prophetic prophet that said,
That's a struggling this morning.
Y'all been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy.
Oh, you gonna talk about my Tupac reference? Okay.
Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Yes, yo. He was speaking in time.
But y'all gonna talk about my Tupac reference. Okay.
What did he say, Larry? You been eating long enough now. Them ribs is looking good, or whatever he said.
He said nothing about no ribs.
So I'm eating. Something about eating on the plate. That's whatever the rest of the song is. That's what he say. No matter what you drink, if you got Gatorade in your refrigerator, it don't matter. If you got soda in your refrigerator, it don't matter. If you got beer in your refrigerator, it don't matter. You don't judge what somebody else is doing, especially on what day?
Today.
The Sabbath. Oh. That's Sunday, for those of y'all who don't know. That's the Sabbath day. That's the holy day. That's the takeoff day. That's the celebration day. This is about celebration, Larry. I can celebrate with food. I can celebrate with drink. I can celebrate on the Sabbath because God told me to.
Okay.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy.
Start your day off right.
Let's get it.
With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
Favorite time to listen, probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Let's go.
Shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people like
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Handling the business, he real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, Queen Jazz. How you doing?
I am wonderful, Miss April. How are you doing this morning?
It's dandy like cotton candy. God made a way, so I feel great with no complaints. But I just want to let all of us shine this morning on this Motivation Mighty Monday. No madness, only gladness. So God made a way, so we all should just stay feeling great with no complaints. Like, bam. Yeah.
Power 98, who you letting shine this morning?
I'm letting Monty McKissick, JT Mitchell, Nikitra Mitchell, Leon White, and Brick McKissick, and Chanel McKissick, and myself, Lynn Williams.
Come on, man. Come on, Lynn. Come on, Lynn. Come on, good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
I want to let my little cousin, Jalen Bowden. Remember the name Bowden.
what Jalen doing out there, Jalen Bowden?
I would like to shine the light on my homie Daryl, who I just got news he passed away. Amazing, amazing young man, an avid listener of Power 98. He was definitely a nosy neighbor. And he worked for NASCAR, and he also worked, I cannot remember the dealership. Shirai's going to kill me as well. But just want to send up love and prayers for his family, his beautiful girlfriend, and just celebrate his life. R.I.P. to my homie Daryl.
Who you let shine this morning, Burpette? I want to let baby Burpette shine. Today my baby is 11 years old, man. Her birthday is today. Love you, Kieran. Whatever you want, daddy got you today, boo. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, baby
Burpette. Happy birthday. I want to let the men and women of Johnson C. Smith University Golden Bull basketball team shine. We beat down on some bluebells on Saturday. Yeah, Brian Allen. Yeah, T-Bams. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't got nothing to say now. Let's go. Whole lot of J-C-S-U.
Calm down.
We got that dub. You ain't put down blood, sweat, and feel good. You ain't been in that goddamn on classroom.
Huh? Exactly. Have you ever experienced Brave Boy Madness, Burpee?
No. I've never been to a game.
No.
That really does make it worse that you holler out as you and you've never experienced Brave Boy Madness.
I've never been to a game. Right. What the next home game? I'm coming.
Don't worry about it.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's
Hello, nosy neighbors. What's going on with you? This is Jessica the Girl Next Door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, January 23rd. Rumor has it that Beyonce might be gearing up to hit the Grammy stage. She did this dazzling performance. It was a private performance at Atlantis in Dubai. It's her first time headlining a show in almost 4 years. And that led to speculation that more gigs are on the horizon. There's also been reports that she is recovering from a foot surgery. And that's probably why she has not released any of the visuals for her most recent album. So shout out to her. You know, they said that there were no cameras that were allowed during this performance. A lot of people were in there and recorded. And to all those people that did record, thank you. The Weeknd continues to break records on Spotify. He has become the first artist to cross 96 million listeners on Spotify, breaking his own record from a few weeks prior. Earlier this month, he reached 94.73 million listeners across the streaming platform. He's been quite busy earning Academy Award nomination for his song Nothing Is Lost, which comes from the Avatar soundtrack. And he has been in the studio lately working on some new music. Drake has hinted that he and 21 Savage are going to be going on tour together later in 2023. He was performing at the historic Apollo Theater and he teased fans with the news but did not reveal exact dates. Drake also says that he is going to release a solo album later this year. You know, Her Loss was a collaboration between him and 21 Savage. It was released in November of last year and it has a whole bunch of hits like Rich Flex and Major Distribution. So it's a really dope album. Be on the lookout for that tour. Rihanna is back with a very sexy Valentine's Day drop from her brand Savage Fenty. She teased the launch with a few Instagram posts from her personal account and the company's account. She said in the comments, heartbreaker season. And also, if you ain't breaking hearts this season, you ain't doing it right. Hashtag Savage. All right, you all can check out some of it on our website, power98fm.com. The new launch includes lingerie, activewear, loungewear, and pieces for men. Happy birthday to XXX Tenacion. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
News report. The
neighbor. Power 98.
Back in.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. House shot is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, that's finesse. Two of them going back in. And you know what time it is. It is 7:40. And it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Might.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad? Mad.
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Ride Now Motors. That's right, Ride Now Motors, sponsoring Larry Mad. What's up, Ride Now Motors? All right, here we go. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way. Boss, you know, we all got neighbors. You got people you live beside. Some of us know our neighbors. Some of us do not. And sometimes you have a neighborly dispute. Jessica, have you ever had an argument with one of your neighbors?
Mm-mm.
Burp, you ever had an argument with one of your neighbors?
No.
I've had an argument with one of my neighbors, and it was over the way I parked my car. And you know, sometimes you argue with your neighbors over some dumb, crazy stuff. This hashtag Larry Matt is coming out of Texas, where two neighbors got into an argument over a trash can. One neighbor placed some trash, some McDonald's, in another neighbor's trash, and they swapped it out. They swapped it out over a neighbor putting some dang old McDonald's boxes in their trash can. It got so bad that one of the neighbors ran over the other neighbor with her car. She hit the neighbor with her car. And now is charged with assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder. Over some damn trash, some McDonald's boxes? It's a trash can, ma'am. Huh. It is a trash can, lady, ma'am. You know what goes in there? Trash. Now, I can see if I threw the trash in your yard. I threw it on the street. I placed it on the sidewalk by your house. I placed the trash where it go, in a trash can. As a matter of fact, you said your trash can, but you know what? The city owned the trash cans, actually. actually trash cans are owned by the city. That ain't even your damn trash can. It's just in your yard, but it ain't your trash can. You are not the property owner of the trash can, ma'am. But I don't see how you get mad because somebody put McDonald's in a trash can in your yard. But they said these two neighbors been going at it over everything since they moved into the house. But I can see getting mad at my neighbor. But I'm not going to jail for attempted murder. I'm gonna hit you with my car because you put trash in my trash can. I ain't about to do that. Now we argue, we might shove each other, we might yell at each other, but I'm not gonna run you over with my car. But she hit this lady with a car. Luckily the lady was okay. She just suffered a broken arm. But they still charged her with attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. All over some damn trash can. Putting trash in a neighbor's trash can. I can see if you block the driveway with a trash can or something like that. But dang, you mad at me for putting trash in a trash can. I think this probably neighbor was probably really upset that the Dallas Cowboys lost. That's probably what it was. You're like, I'm going to hit somebody. I'm going to run somebody over. Because they didn't. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mayer. Damn.
No limit, Larry.
It's a Make Love Monday.
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
Hey.
I want to make love.
Time for love, and you know it. And I've been waiting for this moment.
Welcome to another edition of Make Love Monday here on the Madhouse. Now, there, that was a horrible segue because it's not about the bedroom tonight. Today, this morning.
Well, most of them. Make love go.
Most of them make love. That time.
So it wasn't a horrible segue. It was just horrible for you.
Today, you got to get back to loving on these kids. Because Larry, Jessica, I don't know about y'all. But I thought of something. It came to my mind. I thought of it all by myself. I believe that children are our future. And we as parents and adults need to teach them well. Sometimes let them lead the way. We got to get back to teaching them all the things that they possess inside.
Is he going to quote the whole with this?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Because these kids are lost, Larry. They are lost in what they call the sauce.
The sauce?
Yeah, lost in the sauce.
I don't think
so. You got kids committing crimes. The little baby out there in Virginia Beach shot the teacher. You got the little other little baby that shot his mama because he didn't get the VR game. We got to love on these kids properly. We need to get back to being a village. The village done broke up. The village people ain't singing YMCA no more. They done moved on to their private gyms. But the village got to come back together to raise these kids the way that they need to be raised so they can grow up right and not grow up too fast. I said something like that just now. That's it, baby. Get out of there.
Man, f*** them kids.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
All right, so we now know the name of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's little boy. She hopped on Instagram to post some pictures of the little cutie and revealed his name. It is Air. It's spelled A-I-R-E. Now, if you remember back when he was first born, they were saying that his name was Wolf. Wolf Webster. But then they changed the name after he was born, saying that he didn't look like a wolf. You know, the name didn't fit. So now we know his name. His name is Air. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
Air Wolf. No, just not Air Wolf, man. Lord have mercy. Not Air Wolf.
It's time to go to trial.
Every dog, every day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good air.
Call my lawyer, cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
All right, nosy neighbors. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where you are the jury and you get to decide who is guilty. Today, our letter reads, my 21-year-old daughter recently graduated from college and wants to move back in with us. My husband and I are fine with it, but I told him that she needs to put some down on these bills. He doesn't think so because that's his baby girl and it's our job as parents to take care of our kids. Plus, she hasn't been able to find a job. And I said, well, it's not the case that she can't find a job. She can't find a job that she wants because she has these unrealistic expectations. There's plenty of jobs out here and she has to learn that she has to work for what she wants in life. Her dad has her spoiled, and I'm trying to teach her responsibility and not to be dependent on anyone. So, we want to know who's guilty in this one. Is it mama or is it daddy? Mama wants her to pay. Daddy says no, she shouldn't have to pay. Give us a call, 570-WPEG. Who are you riding with in this case?
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good air.
Mama, call my lawyer, cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Our letter reads today, my 21-year-old daughter recently graduated from college and wants to move back in with us. My husband and I are fine with that, but I told him that she needs to put something down on these bills. He doesn't think so because that's his baby girl, and he says that it's our job as parents to take care of our kids. Plus, she hasn't been able to find a job. Well, it ain't that she can't find a job. She just can't find a job that she wants because she has unrealistic expectations. There's plenty of jobs out here, and she has to learn that she has to work for what she wants in life. Her dad has her spoiled while I am trying to teach her responsibility and not to be dependent on anyone. We want to know who is guilty in this case. Is it the daddy for saying, nah, she shouldn't have to pay? Or is it the mama for saying, nah, make her pay?
The dad, for sure.
You think she should pay?
Yeah, she should. It's not how much she should pay. She should pay something to learn to be independent, not dependent, which is what the mother said.
All right, we got
it's not about it. Daddy's girl. She needs to pay, even if it's a dollar a month. This idea of responsibility, and guess what? In life, you're going to have to pay for things. Now, the whole job thing, she needs to go sweep floors and flip burgers. Do that.
All right, we got you. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. What you got on this case?
So, yeah, I think that the mama is probably the one wrong the daddy is wrong because the mama's trying to show the child independence, and the daddy got the child full.
Power 98, who is guilty?
I would say the mom.
All right, we got you. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty? What up? Who's guilty in this case?
The daddy.
All right, we got you. Thank you.
All right.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty in this case?
The mom.
All right, we got you. Thank you. Good morning. Who's guilty?
Power 98. What's happening? Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Wonderful.
I just want to make a comment on your situation.
All right.
I don't think the daughter should pay until she find a job. And when she find a job, y'all come up with a number, and whatever she give y'all just save that. And then when she ready to bounce, you give it back to her. Like, see, this is how you're supposed to do it. But don't charge her. That's your daughter. You know, that's your baby. But I think when she find a job, y'all should make her pay, and then the money she pay, y'all just hold on to it for her. Don't, you know, that'll be her little nest egg she fall back on.
All right, we got you. Thank you.
All right, Miss Justice Doghouse Courtroom. We get to talk when we come back.
Yes, but we're still taking more calls. 570-WPEG, and then we'll hear from Burp and Larry.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Start your day off right.
Let's get it
with Queen City's number one plug for hip hop and R&B, the most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good.
Mama, call my lawyer, cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
We are back in Ms. Jessica's doghouse courtroom. My 21-year-old daughter recently graduated from college and wants to move back in with us. My husband and I are fine with that, but I told him that she needs to put something down on these bills. He doesn't think so because that's his baby girl, and he says it's our job as parents to take care of our kids. Plus, she hasn't been able to find a job. It's not that she can't find a job. She just can't find a job that she wants because she has these unrealistic expectations. There's plenty of jobs out here, and she has to learn to work for what she wants in life. Her dad has her spoiled while I am trying to teach her responsibility and not be dependent on anyone. Who is guilty in this case? Is it the mama or the dad?
The mom is guilty.
The mom is guilty. All right, thank you.
Only because, and I'm a young kid, only 25, you feel me? I'm a single father. I got one son. Shout out to my son, Shamir, man, bro. But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, as children, we don't ask to be in this world. Y'all do what y'all do to bring us in this world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, I'm all for teaching your child independence. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But you could teach them that while not making them pay bills in the house. Like the father said, at the end of the day, it is your job to provide for them because you brought them in this world. She can still teach her independence and be able to pay bills and do whatever she needs to do, sacrifice on her own.
I just want to ask him a question. He already said it six times.
No,
I want to ask him a question.
Finish his comment.
He already said it eight times.
Married.
I got a question.
Okay.
For the young man.
All right.
When does it stop being your parents' responsibility to take care of you? You start to take care of yourself.
In my opinion?
Yeah.
At the age of 17, in my opinion, because by then you now have your own mind and mentality, and you should know how to move in life and what to do in life.
But
as a parent, your job never stops.
That's true. But the thing about it is, my question is, what age do you stand on your own feet and you fly the nest and you be able to fly your own wings and flap?
Let me ask you this. You said, as a parent, your job never stops. Does that mean for everything? Everything that your parents did for the rest of your life, they can do that. Because you said the job never ends.
Yeah.
No, but the job doesn't never end.
Yeah, okay, so that means that setting curfews for you,
right?
All of those types of things, you still gotta abide by that because my job never ends.
Yeah, because they living in your house. Of course, if I'm living in your house. Excuse my language, but if you say, son, my door's getting locked 11:30, 12 o'clock, I'm in the house by 11:25.
Even if you in your own house, my job don't end. So I can tell you in your house to be at a certain time. Because my job don't end. I'm still your parent, right?
Nah, you wrong. You
wrong. Nah, you wrong.
But I'm still your parent, though. My job don't end.
Okay, I see where you're going with it.
Come on, Dad. We can't pick and choose.
Big dog. Hey, man.
Hey, right. I give you that. I'm going on the radio this morning.
Power 98, good morning. Nah.
They doing that.
Listen, let me say this. Both of the parents wrong because why she just now 21 and ain't had no job?
Oh, she's been in college.
She's been in college. Now, stop that.
My daughter is in her second year of college, and she works at the hospital and university checking people in the emergency room.
But that's your daughter. That's everybody don't work in college. Everybody can't work in college.
Y'all not getting her ready for the real world. In the real world, we pay bills.
I absolutely agree, but I do know that there are a lot of kids that are in school that don't go to college. I mean, that aren't working.
You gotta train these kids. You can't just sprout that on them like that. She ain't gonna want to work.
So, who you saying is wrong? One or the other?
Both are wrong. They should have raised her better than that.
Oh, my God.
I ain't up a child.
Oh, my God.
All right, Burpee, what you got on this one?
As much as I want to agree with the dad, because I know how I feel about my baby girls and how I would want them, I always say, hey, I feel as if when they go off to college and they come back home, they can come back and the door is always open. But I understand where the mother is coming from, because I've been in that situation also, where I was the child that came back to my parents' house. And I, you know, I didn't want to live there for free. I didn't want to feel like I was mooching. So I think that the dad is guilty, and I agree with the mama.
All right, Larry, what you got?
I agree with the daddy. The mama guilty. First of all, mama, have you been to college, mama? Do you pay bills in the house? I got questions. Mama, do you pay bills in the house? Did you go to college? Because going to college is a task. You know what I mean? Going to college really is a job. I told my kids this. As long as you in school, you good. Now, what the woman has, she has went to college. She's graduated. That is a feat. That is an accomplishment. Now, I think you set some parameters. Like, you ain't going to leave here 6 years and not do nothing. But you got to give her some leeway because she's graduated from college. She's going to need time to decompress from that and then hit the real world. You got to give her time to decompress. So I agree with the daddy on this. You don't just put it out there. You know what I mean? I told my kids, well, I ain't tell them this, but you graduate. I got some bands waiting on you to get your life started. I got 10K for my first child to graduate from college. So you can get your life started because you're going to need that time to get on your feet. You're going to need that time to get on your feet. Unless you get a job while you're in college, which some students do through an internship. I was one of the lucky ones. I got a job while I was in college before I graduated. But everybody doesn't have that same path. College is a job. You got to write 450 page papers. Come on, man. That's a job. They trip. Mama trip.
Well, it's time. You know what that means.
Of course.
Come on down to me.
Of course.
Daddy, you wrong. Daddy, you wrong in this one. You have a 21-year-old. This is no longer a child. And when you are in college, there are certain things that you learn in college. You learn that you got to go out here and you got to get a job and things of that nature.
You do.
And even after that, if you don't come back here, you're going to have to pay to live someplace else. So what make you think that you can come into my house and live for free?
Auntie going to let me
no,
live for free.
No. Well, then go to Auntie's house. Then go to Auntie's house. But right here, as a parent, yes, it is my job to take care of you. It is also my job to make sure that you have the skills, the mindset to be able to survive out here in this world. And as a woman, you know, absolutely not.
So
you got to get out here. So
months.
You need to go out here. And especially in this climate, there are so many jobs out here. And a lot of kids come out of college and they think that they have to make a certain amount of money or they got to have this type of job because they have a college degree. Nah, baby. When I came out of college, I was working part time, had multiple jobs, doing things that I did not like. Because guess what? I had to survive. So, baby girl, you got to survive. You got to get out here. You got to make some money. And you got to put some down on something. Daddy is wrong in this situation. Nope. Case closed. Daddy is wrong.
Was y'all already paying
nope.
the bill before
Daddy
I came
is wrong.
The
Daddy
bill
is
was
wrong.
Already here before I got here.
Daddy
the
is
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
Y'all already
had
a
black
bill before I got here.
We also only had two people living in this house. Now them bills going up because you ain't
going
here.
Up.
Them bills going up because you ain't here. You gonna put something down?
Mama ain't even putting nothing on the bills.
How you know that?
I'm just saying. You don't know if she is.
Hey, you don't know that she isn't.
And you don't know if she is.
Listen, she's still taking care of that house.
She ain't.
She's still taking
she
care
just
of this house.
Causing trouble.
Well, listen.
She mad.
Hey, daddy is wrong in this situation. You got a case. You wanted heard in Ms. Jessica's doghouse courtroom. You email me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's.
Case closed.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Bianca.
Hey, Bianca. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
You sound like you're driving this morning.
I am.
All I hear is signal and everything. All right. No matter that. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card. All right?
All right.
Oh, God, no.
You got three categories. Jessica has category number one.
Fill in the blank like a black mama.
What? Purple has category number two.
Dances we do.
What? I got category number three. Old ass TV shows.
What? Okay, I'm going to go with Jessica because I'm a woman.
All right. The first one. You got blank money.
You got food money or you got McDonald's money?
Which one you going with?
You got McDonald's money.
You want the same category or would you like another one?
I'm going to stay with Jessica.
All right. Do I look like Blank the Fool?
Boo-boo the Fool.
Who is Boo-boo?
You won!
What does he look like?
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Dandy DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are Black Smart, and because you are Black Smart, we're sending you to go check out Cat Williams at the Bojangles Coliseum on February 17th. You'll be in the building. We're putting you in the building. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending, big dog.
Every day we trending. Press to play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. Every day we trending. Press to play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip-hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on that. That's that.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. Thanks to our vehicle partner, Take 5, for helping us to take care of our trucks. If you would like for them to take care of yours, go to any Take 5 location in Charlotte today. Mention radio for 15% off of a fast and friendly oil change.
Jessica, what you got trending?
Tax season, it is officially here. It kicked off today. The IRS will start accepting your 2022 tax returns and begin issuing refunds. The deadline this year is actually going to be on Tuesday, April 18th, not the 15th. The 15th falls on a Saturday this year. If you're trying to get your refund very, very fast, quickly, go to our website, power98fm.com. Have all the details on how you can get your refund expeditiously this year.
Bourbon, what you got trending?
Cam Newton is trending right now, but he's trending because everybody is saying that stop the comparison between Josh Allen and Cam Newton. They say Cam Newton made it to the Super Bowl throwing to Ted Ginn Jr. and Greg Olsen as his weapons. Don't ever compare Josh Allen to him ever again. People are really, really, really mad that they made the comparison between Josh Allen and Cam Newton. And they're saying Cam Newton was just different. Josh Allen is just big. Mm. Stop the comparison between Josh Allen and Cam Newton.
Okay. What I got trending this morning, man, is coming out of the city. A 14-year-old was shot and killed over the weekend, actually on the east side of Charlotte. He's a 14-year-old rapper. Hearts and our prayers go out to his family and his classmates because he was in school. And, police are still looking into this murder, and they're still looking into far more details about what happened to this young man. Sad, sad story coming out of the city. Trending Topics is also being brought to you by the Royal Comedy Tour. You know that's going down at the Ovens Auditorium April the 7th. If you haven't got your tickets, you can log on to power98fm.com for more details. And we're going to have some on the way for you real soon. That's what's trending inside the Madhouse this morning. Two of them, two times with that back end. On your Madhouse, you know we drop this each and every morning, man. Your Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. Jessica, what was it today?
We were asking you, in your opinion, who are the worst TV parents?
I got a lot of them.
Certified said, wrong post. Hold on. Go to the next post. There you go. Okay. Certified said, Michael Kyle switched daughters like we wouldn't even notice. Kanan, Dr. Rasan McMillan. What up, Dr. Rasan McMillan? He said, Kanan from Power. It don't get no worse than that. Tyree said, I agree with you, Larry. And I also add in Peggy Bundy. Roseanne, Morning Love 0710 said Roseanne. The lady from Good Times, Harper Sweet said the lady from
Penny Mama.
Yeah, that burned Penny.
Those were the two answers that I got. Roseanne and Penny's mama.
Penny Mama. Well, Penny Mama.
They thought Roseanne was a bad TV parent.
I didn't think Roseanne was a bad TV parent either. Or her husband.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Maybe I gotta go back and watch something. Maybe I missed something.
Maybe they're talking about Roseanne in real life.
Maybe.
Fred Summer, because like he kept calling Lamont a dummy. You don't call your kids dummies. I be dang.
Let's see. Oh, go ahead, Jessica.
Roseanne and Penny Mama.
Roseanne and Penny Mama.
Pretty Street said that damn Precious Mama. I think I hate
Monique.
I think I hate Monique to this day just for playing that mean mama.
Yeah.
She was pretty bad.
That was on the movie, but yeah.
Let me see. I got a lot of Penny's Mama. I got Fresh Prince Daddy.
His real daddy?
Yeah, yeah, his real daddy. The Fresh Prince daddy. Let's see. Meech and Terry.
Marlon
daddy.
And the one in
Right.
Both of them.
On both sides. On the sitcom and the one that's on Peacock. Wow, I got quite a few Roseannes also. Olive Oil.
Terry daddy. What's wrong with Terry daddy?
Olive Oil want no bad mama.
Sweet Pea was always wandering the streets. That's what they said. Olive Oil. Olive Oil had a baby.
Sweet Pea.
My wife.
Yeah, they had kids.
They did.
Sweet, who's Sweet Pea?
That's their little baby.
That's their little baby.
Oh. I knew it was
they had kids.
I seen the little baby, but I didn't realize it, which is cute. Oh. That makes sense. That's cute. Sweet Pea. That is cute.
Sure.
That is cute.
Sleepy. Yeah,
nah,
that's it. That's all
the
I got.
Baby. Hi, man. Coming up, man, we about to roll call. Roll call me on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
On my page, at I'm Just Burt.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Man House. Is that Lil Larry?
Yes, yeah,
him. Everybody knows Larry.
Yes, and Burt too.
In the morning.
Two, three right there.
Man, that crazy as hell.
On Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.